Walking by the hen house, I heard pitter patter. The ladies were up with their beaks were picking. The farmer asleep, I didn't think it mattered. I jumped his fence, I chased his chicken. Running round the hen house, out comes the rooster. Had cocky plums bloomed with a primal luster. Said cock-a-doodle-doo, kiki-riki, kiki, that means who are you? And what do you want? I'm not the fighting guy, see. I'd rather talk. I said fine, he didn't mind. The chicken said bop, 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 that rooster was rocking. The whole hen house woke up the pigs and brought out all the livestock. And through the window saw the farmer putting on his britches. Saw the grimace on his face, wasn't going to shuck corn. Chores I'm born, I got a flying foot, and it started itching. By the time he got his shotgun, I was already gone. In the dawn, there was a breaking. I hid behind the fence, saw the farmer looking in the nest and getting upset. See, he wanted poached eggs, no good egg could be found with chickens flying through the air and bouncing on the ground. But he finally found an egg, and then he checked his sample. He cracked his egg, but ha, it was scrambled. See, I don't steal the hens of men, but something much worse. I mess with the rooster, he never gets to work. I raise hell up, and with two legs, my DJ chased your chicken, and she lays scrambled eggs. A snake baked a whole cake and set a frog to watch it. Along came a lizard, flashed a smile, and then he took it. Took it home and ate it in the hammock on his patio. Snake screamed, "That's my cake, you long-tailed daddy-o." The snake, he could not stop him. He ate it in a bite, right down his throat, and out went to finish his rounds. The night was yet young and filled with chicken sounds, and when he found the hen house, lost no time, got right down to the hole in the back through which I was escaping. We met up and headed towards the dawn. There was a break, and I did not know him. He did not know me. We went to a greasy spoon and had some greasy tea. I said, "Pass the sugar." Looked at the mirror above the crook. Saw a snake, a frog, a farmer, but just one mean look. I said, "Long-tailed daddy-o, I think we better fly." We tried to fly, but it didn't work out. Why? At each end of the restaurant, there was a cat. They thought daddy-o was a rat, and that I didn't doubt. So out the window we jumped, they got it broke. The farmer said, "Stop the snake, here's the frog croak." We slipped through the woods to the reptile's den. I said, "Daddy-o, I don't fit." He said, "See you later, friend." He was definitely cold-blooded, but like they say, where you make your bed is where you got to lay. I raise hell with all my feathered friends. You put me with a chicken.
What do you get?
Scrambled eggs. Arrived, I could have made my getaway, but I came up with a plan and decided to stay and tell the whole truth, nothing but except a lie about the rat of a lizard who thought he was so sly. My silver words were the only weapon I had left, but just my luck, I was disarmed. The farmer was deaf, he couldn't hear a word I said, and I don't speak frog. He reached for his shotgun, I hit him with a log. Then the snake moved in and things were really looking grim. I had to fit in Daniel's den. I suddenly got slim, so skinny I fit where I really don't fit. Snake biting me on the ass and trying to make me spitting down the tunnel on the nasty old daddy. Saw the pain on my face, said, "What the hell's the matter?" His blood's still red cold. I caught him by the nose when the snake bit my ass. Daddy-o cushioned a blow. This annoyed daddy-o, but I was amused. Then I quickly realized